Learn how to build your faith on God's Word and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time. As you listen to the Senior Pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's Word to work for you.
Praise God. Today we are dealing with this number six out of the big seven. We are dealing with the sixth point out of the big seven. The big seven are seven things that are affecting your life unconsciously, all right? They are affecting you unconsciously. And there are things we need to take note of and begin to work on so that it will start to affect us positively. So this morning, we're looking at self-esteem, the power of a healthy self-esteem. The power of a healthy self-esteem. Praise God. The power of a healthy self-esteem. So your self-esteem is such an invisible thing, but yet it has such a visible impact. It has such an impact that affects our tangible life. It is an intangible thing, but it has a visible impact that affects our tangible life. Your self-esteem simply talks about how you see yourself, how you value yourself, the value you place on yourself. In Genesis chapter 3, the Bible talks about that the devil appeared to Eve and told Eve that, has God said you should not eat of the tree that is in the garden? Or, in fact, that you should not eat any of the trees in the garden. And Eve said, no, God said we should not just eat only that. We can eat all the trees, but except the one in the middle of it, that we should not eat that one. And the devil said, you will not die if you eat it. Now, the devil now said something very important. He told Eve that the day you eat of this fruit, he said, you will become like God and your eyes will be open. Very interesting. Satan told Eve that the day you eat of this fruit, you will become like God. The devil still tells us that lie today. Tells us that the day we do something, we'll become great. He said, the day you eat of this fruit, you become like God. But we saw in Genesis chapter 1, when God made man and woman, he said he made them in what? I can't hear you. He made them in what? In his image and what? After his likeness. So they are already like God. They were already like God. But the devil always does that to us. The day you sleep with a guy, then you're a real woman. You know they still tell those lies to today? You know, amongst schoolgirls, you know, they even the ones that have slept around, they brag to the ones that are virgins. That you have not seen anything. Even you're a virgin. Pfft. The devil still plays that trick to today. He tells you, you've not smoked before. You've not smoked. You know nothing. When you smoke Indian hemp and run mad, then you know you're a human being. He still tells us those lies. That when you steal, when you have money, the devil still plays on people's self-esteem. It controls everything you do. It controls how you see yourself. The moment you don't have a good self-esteem, you will see yourself as incomplete. And the moment you see yourself as incomplete, you will start looking for things to do to complete yourself. And that's trouble. Among bad guys, they are always talking to know who is badder. To know who is the real Bado. The return of the last Bado. That's a good home video title. The return of the last Bado. So everybody's trying to outdo each other. If you smoke one Indian hemp, I smoke two. If you drink one bottle of beer, I drink. Don't you see drunkards competing? So how many bottles you done down before? So I done down 10 bottles and I see stand. Guys say, you be small boy. I don't down. They are killing themselves. And they are bragging on it. The devil has deceived them the same way he deceived Eve, that if you eat of this fruit, you'll be like God. You're already like God. You cannot improve on what God has done. If you like, use your head and jam trailer. It doesn't improve you. But you see, devil, once the devil makes you feel incomplete, you will keep chasing after something you will never catch. It's an illusion. You will never catch it. He just puts you on a race to keep you busy. Many people think it's possession that will make them strong. So they want to gather things. The Bible has said, naked did you come to this life, naked will you live. You don't actually own anything. You just hold it in trust for somebody else. It's like a baton. You know relay? How many of you know relay? Have you done relay before? How many of you know relay now? Ah, you need to go to school. Relay, when we used to do inter-house sports. Abi? It's like somebody now taking that baton of that relay. Beginning run. Then they clap, say, thank you. He reached where the person was supposed to hand over to. He passed the guy. I have one friend like that. By the way, we were doing relay. I'm in Scorpion House. We have some other houses. Now, we were in our own house runners were in enmity against one particular. So we've been planning to deal with them. Now, the guy that was starting the that was taking over second leg of the race, he was in competition with one other guy for who is fastest in the school. No, I think he was running first leg. It was a competition with somebody who was fastest in the school. So two of them were trying to prove who is fastest. On your marks, get set, go. Pow! They began to take off. Pow, pow, pow. Two of them. They dust the remaining people. They drag who were first. They got to where they will hand over. Now, the other guy had gone ahead of this guy small. So they got to where they hand over. The other guy don't hand over. But because he's still trying to chase. He not give his own partner. He still they run. He ran two leg, only him. He ran first leg and second leg. When he got to the third place, they don't really disqualify us. And that's how many people are living their life. They are chasing something that is not their battle. The battle you will run small, then you will hand it over. All the things you accumulate in this life, you can't take it to the next life. You will leave it here. So you don't own it. You don't even own it. It's not your own. Even your children, they're not your own. They're only your own till they have sense. You are calling them your own now because they don't have a mind and a sense of their own. The moment they get sense, they will start telling you, that is my life. Eh? You say, what did that? He said, I am the owner. I said, no, daddy, you have lived your own life. I don't want to be an engineer again. Ah! when they have sense, they will start telling you it's their life. You don't own your children. No? Better just know now. You can't choose anything, but they will start choosing themselves. So there is a waste, and the devil tells people, get possession. That's why you see people enter government here. I mean, people that could have made such an impact in the community, they will be accumulating the money just for only him, and one day he will die and leave all of it. You can't do anything with it. Don't let the devil put you in that rat race that there's something you need to get to be good. You are already perfect the way God made you. A healthy self-esteem comes from your love from God. I mean, come from you knowing that God loves you. Come from you knowing that God has made you perfect. That you are accepted by God. That you are forgiven by God. That you are loved by God. That's where it comes from. Your self-esteem comes from you knowing that you are what God says you are. Nothing else, nothing more. You are exactly what God says you are. That's where you should rest. Don't let the devil tried it with Jesus. He told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, if you really know you're the Son of God, turn stone to bread. Jesus Christ said, I'm not going to start that nonsense with you. Jesus Christ said, I am who God says I am. Jesus Christ said, man does not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word. In other words, Jesus was saying, if God says I am his son, I am his son. Whether I can turn stone to bread or not. But you see, many people, when the devil tells them that, they start turning, hey, oh yeah, stone, turn to bread, you know what? I'll try again because I must prove I'm a man. No, don't prove anything to anybody. The people you are trying to please, they will still not be pleased. Is somebody catching what I'm saying? Your self-esteem is based on the love of God for you. It's based on what God has said about you. God has already said you are perfect. He made you in his image and in his likeness. Nothing that you do will make you better in terms of your value. You are who you are because God said so. That's what I'm saying. If you attempt to build your self-esteem on something else, that same thing you build your self-esteem on is the same thing that will remove your self-esteem. I will explain in a bit, but catch what I'm saying. If you attempt to build your self-esteem on something else, that same thing you build your self-esteem on becomes what also removes your self-esteem. Let me explain. I told them in the first service, we can look at different things people build their esteem on. For instance, we used possessions, a car. If you build your self-esteem on the car that you drive, let's imagine that you drive a GL, a Benz GL, or a Land Rover. Maybe you drive LR3 or LR4, Land Rover Jeep, something, one of these fine cars. Maybe it's worth, the new ones are worth maybe 8 million, between 8 and 10, as in the Tokobo, 8 and 10 million range, or 6 to 10 million range. And you drive that to your LR3 or 4, to a place where they park old Toyota Corolla, they park Honda Accord, the old one, you know, all those 1 million naira car or 800,000 naira car. You, if you park your car there and you begin to feel superior to those people because of the car, one day you will mistakenly carry this, your LR4 of 10 million, to a place where they park Bugatti and Maserati and Ferrari. Not so this kind of get it. Bugatti, Maserati, Lamborghini. If you mistakenly, all those places where the cars are 60 million, 70 million, 100 million, you know, Bentley and the rest. You, even if those people don't look down at you, you will look what? Down at yourself. Because anything you try to build your self-esteem on is the same thing that also removes your self-esteem. God wants your esteem, your worth, your value to be built on Him, not on any other person or any other thing. There is what is called superiority complex. That one is bad. There's what is called inferiority complex. That one too is bad. What you need is the middle, a balanced self-esteem. Superiority complex is when you think you are better than somebody. You are not better than any other person. I told them, I canceled the girl. I was telling Pastor, I'm very special. That I'm more special than I said, you are special. Me too, I'm special. And everybody's special. She said, no, Pastor. Me, I'm special. I said, you are special. I agree. But other people, he said, no. She said, I'm more special. I said, there's no human being that is more special than another human being. All of us are special. Because the spirit before madness is the spirit that tells you you are special than somebody else. That's the last spirit you catch before you finally move into madness. Any spirit telling you are better than another human being made by God is a spirit that wants to kill you. That was the same spirit that made people like Hitler think that they can rule the world. Something was telling him that he's better than other people. So he began to capture different countries. He was serious. So Hitler was going to take over this world. Africa was going to be farm. Europe industries, they will make things, manufacture. He was not playing. A demon appeared to him and told him, you are superior to other human beings. So you believe you can conquer them. That's the spirit that makes somebody enter political power. There are some countries where the president has been there for 80, 60 years. One person. And he wants to die and put his wife. So a demon has appeared to him and told him he's the only one that can rule the country. We try those things here once in a while too. Somebody somewhere believes he's the only one that can rule. If it's not me, nobody else. It's a demonic spirit. It's a spirit. That's a spirit that makes some white people think they are better than black people. So they begin to kill. Because once you, after that spirit, the next thing is madness. You go begin to kill. God forbid in this country that the textbook I used in social studies primary one, my own child will still use the same textbook and the president's name will still be the same. God forbid it here. For my daughter to show me, Daddy, President of the Republic of Nigeria, the same textbook that I use and the name of the president is there and they put the same president today again. Why? Because that he thinks he's the only one. It's a spirit. It's an ideology that makes you feel I'm the only one. If I don't, those of you that run business, if you are here and you run a business, don't tell yourself that if you are not on ground, the business will not grow. If you are not on ground, they will not run. That's a bad spirit. That means the day you die, the business will die. That's what it means. That means you cannot go on vacation. You cannot travel. The day you travel, the business has traveled. If you are in traffic, business is going in traffic because nobody can do it like me. It's a bad spirit. You are not better than anybody. You are special, I agree, but you are not more special than somebody. Is somebody here? That superiority complex, a bad spirit. In America, you know a white guy can shoot a black guy and nothing will come out of it. As a white policeman can shoot a black police, kill a black man. It's an ideology that they have. It's a spirit. And like I told you, what the spirit does is it brings death. You will kill. The moment you think I'm better than somebody, you will kill the person. Or you believe you can kill the person and get away with it. One of our church members that is located abroad now, but he was a church member here, he told me that he was in U.S., America. He missed his way. He was driving. He got lost. He missed his way. He entered a shop, a departmental store, a store where they sell things, and he wanted to ask for direction. So he saw a policeman. So he said, oh, great. Let me ask the policeman. As he called the guy, he said, excuse me, the guy brought out gun. Not that he touches. The guy brought out the gun. Say, what? The guy thought it was a robber. And you know what? You know if you shot that guy, you know nothing will come out of it. Because it's happening every day in America. Every week. A white policeman will shoot a black man. It's an ideology that makes them feel we're better than they do. Watch out for that spirit. Don't let it enter you. They put, I believe, if they are not the governor, if they are not the president, no other person can be the president. How can? Before you came, this thing was here. When you die and go, this thing will be here. You can't be the only one that can do it. My dream is to resign from this church while I'm alive. I want to do the succession plan of this church while I don't want to be dead. And they'll be doing, no, I want to resign when I'm getting to any age and be attending church as a member and join the department. And be attending and see how the church will run when I'm not here. Some of you, your business, you are walking about. You don't let anybody touch anything. You don't even trust your staff to do anything. Even to buy for you, you go yourself because they will cheat you. Come on! If God can trust you, why can't you trust somebody? He said, no. I'll go and buy the fuel myself. You people are cheating me. When will the business grow? If you are thinking like that. So people that run business that have thousands of staff, how they run it? You have only two staff. And you do everything yourself. You are the sales boy. Even though you have sales boy, you still go behind them. I'm the sales boy to the sales boy. So how will you have branches? How will you have branches? If you want to do it yourself, it's a bad spirit. Don't accept that spirit. And even Nigeria will forbid that spirit now in our leadership. We will not be recycling old men. That is killing the young people. Recycling old people. You see somebody now at 102 years old, you still come, I'm the only one. It's the only one that can run. It's as funny as us saying we don't have new footballers. So let's go and bring back Christian Chukwu and Okala. And who are those old footballers now? Shego Degbami. That we don't have a striker now. Let's go and bring Shego Degbami. He's the only one. What are you nonsense? If they don't go, new ones won't rise. So if we can't do it in sports, why are we doing it in politics? Why are we bringing Christian Chukwu of 40 years ago to come and rule again? Does he even know what we're doing now? Does he know what's going on? In Nigeria, people don't like to be reserved. They want to play. It's like cashing out. Cashing out. Say, these boys are not playing well. He just changes his suit from field. He just changes his suit, knack boots, knack shorts, and go play. That's what we're doing politically. By now, you should be a coach, not a player again. It's a bad spirit that tells you I'm the only one. Superiority complex. I'm better than somebody. You're not better than anybody. Everything you have or learned, now you learned it here. You were not born that way. Other people can learn it. Other people are gifted too in their own special way. Different. There are some things you can do. God made it that way. If God makes somebody better than that person, you will kill all of us. You may be able to stand us. So that way, where God did it, God gave you some gift. He also gave other people some other gift. There are some things you can do well. There are some other things some other people can do well. Better than you. You can't be all-rounder. There is no all-rounder. Have you seen the same? Many sportsmen have tried it. It's a spirit. He enters people. Many sportsmen have tried it. You know Michael Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan was one of the greatest basketballers. After a while, he began to enter his head. He said he'll go to baseball. You can't be a superstar basketballer and be a superstar baseball player. He went to baseball. He said, no, he'll go to golf. He didn't amount to anything. You cannot. You can't be all-round star. No human being is made like that. If not, you will kill all of us. You made to stand us. Mike Tyson, he's still my best boxer. I love the guy. I love his boxing life, oh. Mike Tyson, he has a higher number of round one knockout. If you buy Mike Tyson fight ticket, you better come early. Because if you are wasting time before you enter the gate, he has knocked the guy out. Highest number of round one knockout. And one day I watched, they were interviewing him. Spirit of pride came. That spirit, he chases people. Once you succeed, small spirit will come whisper to you, you are the only one. Now you, for this whole street, you are the best. Nobody like you. Go whisper to you. If you receive that whispering, you are on your way to madness. See, in this street, you are the best. In this close, now you find pass. You're the finest guy in this street. Your hand, you come bend. May the spirit, you got to bend. You're not going to hear what you're going to bounce. Have you seen guys like that before? Their head got just block. Those guys, they can't notebook again. Now, beauty. I'm going to paint my nails. I'm going to make my hair. That's what it is. They got all crazy. Because they've told them you're the finest guy in the street. You're the finest guy in the clothes. It's a bad spirit. Fight that spirit all you have. So I watched Mike Tyson. They were telling him, he has been knocking people around one knockout. So he said, I'm the greatest. He said, I'm the greatest boxer. There's nobody like me. That those guys, they come on the ring, they try to run around, but I know if I just get them. He was bragging about how good he was, and I liked the guy. He now said, even if I'm not in boxing, if I'm in anything, I'll still be great. I said, no. Even though I like you, you can't be great in everything. He said, if I leave boxing, I'll be great. Has he left boxing now? He has left boxing. Is he great in any other thing? He has been broke. See, one time I was doing pigeon program, pigeon. My whole Mike Tyson was chasing pigeon. He has been broke since. He said he go great. Nobody can be great in every realm. That's why if you are great in one thing, you go humble yourself for other areas. As great as you are, Mike Tyson, if you have health issue, doctor will control you. Say, lie down. Remove your clothes. Say, what? Take off. If you are Miss World and you don't need to do surgery, you say, take off your clothes. He said, Miss Wood, pull your clothes, idiot. Think we're here to play with you? Doctor will control you. Lie down. in one area, you can't carry the greatness everywhere. Other areas, they will humble you. If Baba, you are the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, if Baba is babbing you, you turn your head like, president, okay, bend your head this way. He go bab your head. You can't do anything about it. God did it that way. He didn't make anybody to be all around great, or else you will run mad. You can't survive it. No human being can receive worship and remain normal. It happened to Michael Jackson. Ran mad in front of everybody. Started changing his nose. Started changing his hair. Started changing his color. Just a run mad for public. Who would they heal him? Person they mad that they heal him. That guy was sick long ago. He should have been rescued. Nobody attended. We're all praising him. That's why in your life, you need some people that can tell you that they are not tripped by your success. They can tell you the truth that you are wrong, you are behaving badly, you are not committed in church, you are not growing your spiritual life. Stop. Even if you have 10 billion, they can tell you, talk you down. Because if everybody around is praising you, you're going to run mad, they're going to praise you, you're going to enter market, you don't enter market. You don't pull cloth, enter market, they're going to praise you. Hey, success in our style, in our fashion. Don't they naked yourself in our fashion. You are running mad. Why will a girl naked herself? It's madness. She believes her body is to be worshipped. That she should expose it to many people. That's why. Because I've not seen an ugly girl expose her body. It's a demon telling you, this is your body. The world should see it. So she could be, the world? She could come out. The world should see it. It's a demon telling her that your body is to be worshipped. That you are the finest. Expose it to everybody to worship. So she could pull out her cloth. Because something has told her you have perfect body. Reject that superiority spirit. Also reject the inferiority spirit. You are not less than anybody. They might have more possessions than you, but they are not better than you. Some of these people you are tripping for, they have so many things. If you know their problem, if you know what they are going through. I had one rich man in my area one time. He built a house, had jeep. He cannot enter his house straight. If he's coming back from work, if this is his house, he will first pass the house. Look left and right. Nobody's following him. Then he'll pass again 2 times. Look left and right. To be sure nobody's following before he enters his house. Which kind of house is that? There are some poor people that they have one room, but they go there and they sleep in peace. They are not looking back. They can even leave their door. There are some areas you leave, you can leave your door open. Because any armed robber that come there, he will be robbed. You go leave your door. What do you want to see? Come and see. You wake on thief, now you go pity the people, you can't give them money. But some of these people, they are afraid. They are so afraid. If you see the gate, if you see house, if you see padlock, they are free. Sometimes when God says, just stay where you are, I'll bless you. Just be comfortable. Don't try to. Some people are chasing what they can. There's no peace. No peace. No peace. Hallelujah. I have just 5 minutes. Two or three things you should not build your esteem on. I mentioned a few in the first and second service, so you can get the whole CD if you're interested in the full gist. Some things you should not build your self-esteem on. The next one here. On position. Position. Don't build your self-esteem on position. Position. There are many people that try to get their value from the position they occupy. Those people, if you don't give them position, they will be angry. They get all their self-esteem from those words, chairman, secretary general, provost marshal. You must give them title. If you don't give them title, they will be angry. They even come to church and they don't want to claim title too. If you don't make me assistant deputy HOD. Ha. Or if you mistakenly give them position and want to remove it. Ah. It happened to Jesus' disciples, two of them, James and John. They went to bring their mother. Do you understand? These are disciples of Jesus. They are following Jesus that was telling people that he's going to die, resurrect, talking about eternal things. These two guys leave their ministry, pay transport, ABC night bus, bring their mama from village to come and tell Jesus to put them, that when he goes to his kingdom. See people, oh, politics don't start. Oh. Well, Jesus has never finished dying. Now don't they plan what's going to happen when he dies? See, when he goes to his kingdom, so that you put one of his sons on the right and the other one on the left. Let's read it. Matthew 20:20. Where are we? Matthew 20 said, then came to him the mother of who? Of Zebedee's children with her what? Sons. Doing what? Fake worship. And desiring a certain thing. One bribe him. See the next verse. And he said unto her, what will thou? What do you want? She said unto him, grant thee that these two my sons, first of all, two of your sons, they're among the first 12 disciples, which is a big blessing already. But you see, human beings, they are not satisfied. He still won't make those two children, where they're among the 12, be the first two. He said, two of my sons, he said, grant me this, that two of my sons may sit, the one on thy right hand, and the other where? On thy left hand, in thy kingdom. See, human beings. So what of the other people? They can sit anywhere, at the back or back. It's the same spirit that makes people enter power here and kill other people and must die there. It's a demonic spirit. I'm better than somebody. Give me the position. They go, they pay tonight bus transport for their mama. They didn't want to ask themselves, so that you look somebody, look as if they're facing, you know, human beings are very deep. They look as if they're just serving Lord. We will not God, will they come serve? They will pay transport. Mama come tell them. They believe that if mama tells Jesus, Jesus go, this heart go soft. He go answer. They don't know Jesus. God puts men in certain places for certain reasons. It's for service. It's not to enjoy life. It's not to dominate other people. Some people like position too much. It's okay to be behind the scenes and making things happen. You don't need a title to make an impact. On that thing, you should not build your esteem on. I'm just rushing there because of time. Don't build it on your past. Some people have such a low self-esteem because of what has happened in the past. Don't let your past define you. Don't let your past define your worth. Is somebody here? Don't let what you have gone through define what you are worth. Shuko, do you have cash in your pocket? Do you have money, cash? Bring any amount, the biggest amount you have. God bless you. If you have my foreign currency, give me. You know you won't collect it back, have you? How much is this money? Can we see it? How much? I can't hear you. How much? 1,000 naira. See it. I match it. I spit on it. Pour sand on it. How much is it now? The value has not dropped. There are many people, they've gone through some bad things in their life and their mind, they think their value has dropped. In the eyes of God, your value has not dropped. Don't let what you have gone through reduce your value. You are still exactly what God made you to be. You are still valuable in His eyes. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, I press for the things that are in front. Maybe you were raped when you were young. Maybe you were jilted. Maybe you on wedding day, your husband did not come. Maybe something bad has happened to you in your past. Don't let that past define you. It's only as powerful as you make it to be. I understand what happened to you was painful, but you need to let it go. Don't embrace it. You know, don't allow your experiences affect your expectations of yourself. Some people are holding on to their past. They don't want to move forward. We've all made mistakes, my brother. Calm down. We've all made mistakes. Some of us don't dwell on it. That's the difference. Is there anybody here that has not fallen down physically? Is there anybody that has not fallen down physically before? As you were walking, something slipped you, you fell. Is there anybody like that here? That you didn't fall in before? If you're here, you've been walking and you fell before. Let me see your hand. Do you know why we don't know? Because you didn't stay there. There are many people that they've fallen and they stay on the ground. Hey, I don't fall. Stand up. Say, no, I can go fall. All of us don't fall before. Stand up. Say, no. That was some people are doing spiritually and emotionally. They've had a bad experience and they're still there. They're still in 1982. Stand up. We've all made mistakes. There's nothing peculiar about you. That's what you need to understand. Bible says there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. You are not peculiar. You have made mistake. I've made mistake, but I've moved on. Forgive yourself because God has forgiven you and move on. Some people are still asking God for forgiveness every week. Are you joking? God has forgiven you. Move on. Forgive yourself and move on. Hallelujah. Don't define yourself with your past. Don't use your past to define yourself. Lastly, I'll close with this. Don't use people, to define yourself. Don't build your self-esteem on people. I told you earlier on that whatever you build your self-esteem on is the same thing that also will remove your self-esteem. I said, don't build on people. What does that mean? You know, there are some people that, for instance, now let me use, can I come? Oh, by Sajude, come. You're writing. Let me allow you write. By Sajude, come. Watch, guys. Watch this. This Barrister Jude is my head of protocol. He's also an ex-soldier. You can see how he's standing. Sometimes we try to bring him back to life. He's always in the military mode. Stand there, barrister. He's also a lawyer, too. Okay? If maybe he's a, let's imagine he's a star. He's a popular person. Maybe he's a musician, or maybe even he's not popular outside in the world. Maybe in the school. He's a very popular guy. He's the kind of guy everybody wants to know and be like. So I admire him. I like him. You know, there are many girls or boys that believe, until I'm friends with this guy, I'm not cool. So, if I become friends with him, he's not my friend. We now they talk. I can't feel cool. You see, I'm building my self-esteem on his presence, on his company relationship. The day he walks out, that same thing that gave me self-esteem, he has walked out now. My self-esteem will do what? Drop. It happens to many women. If I don't have a boyfriend, I don't feel confident. So one day a boyfriend comes, you are happy because you are building your happiness on that. What the guy say, I'm not doing again. You see what will happen to you from where you are. You do what? Fall down suddenly. Sometimes when people fall like that and break, they don't recover. Be happy with yourself. It's good. You need a man to go, yes, you want to marry, but don't build your self-esteem there. Because many people have reached wedding day and say, I'm not doing again. Many people have reached the week before wedding and say, I'm not doing again. Some people have even reached, it's 2 months before wedding and say, I'm not doing again. There are people that have proposed to you and said they'll do. Before 1 week, they say, now, some people have even married you 1 year into the marriage. 2 years of the marriage, they'll say, I'm not doing again. You can't build your life on people. People will come and people will go. You can't build your life on people. People are so complex. They are too complex. Jesus one day woke up and said he's going to give fish and bread to the 5,000 people. Oh boy, see praise. See groove. So oh boy, see fish sandwich. Hey, this is a Jesus. Jesus. They began to sing. Groove. He gave them fish and bread. Sandwich. They were praising him. They said, we'll serve you forever, I swear. Hey, we'll serve. See, I've learned. Eh? I don't take people's vows or promise to me seriously. When you fulfill it, fine. But I don't hold on to it. Because many people tell me things like, oh, pastor, I swear I will die in this church. Next Sunday, they don't come. Take it seriously. If I was taking it seriously, I wouldn't be on this job today. If I was holding on to people, some people may say, pastor, I'll do this department. This is my, I'm the new department, I'm in ushering department now. Next week, it won't come. If I was depending on that, I'll be discouraged. Already, we clap for Jesus that we will serve you. In fact, they told him that he should come and be king physically too. The next week service, he preached that they should eat his blood. I mean, eat his flesh and drink his blood. The Bible says all of them left one by one. All the members left. The same people, some months down the line, they are the one that carried him up and said, crucify him. Eh? He said, when I chop fish, I say you chop two round. You. He said, crucify the guy, Joe. The people that are singing your praise today, tomorrow, they can turn around and be your worst enemy. You can't build your life on people, oh. People are too complex. Some of them don't even know what they are saying. They can't fulfill what they are pledging. So we die with you. Ah. Next week, Bere, they will disappoint you. Have you had people made a promise that they will give you something and they couldn't give you? So, no worry, not be 5K. Call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow now. Call me tomorrow. Should we get my two numbers? By tomorrow, you call him. He ring, you no pick. You call him, he ring, you no pick. You call him with another number, he ring, you no pick. You can't send text. Big mistake. After you can't call again, the next thing you hear is that the subscriber, the number you're calling is switched off. Eh? He said, call me, not JP, if this thing at 2 o'clock, you need the money. Call me 1:30. From 12 to the 12 the next day, the phone is switched off. Then by 1 p.m. the next day, goes, oh boy, I don't see you again now. Human beings. They can sing your praise today and rain curses on you the next day. You never depend on them. Don't build on people. Love people, though. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you walk about expecting bad things, but you can't build your life that somebody's going to be there for you. And people are so complex. Some of them like one thing. Some don't like. As I'm dressed now, some people like it, some don't like it. So I can't dress for people. If I wear a garden now, somebody, one person can like it, some other people will not like it. So you see, if you keep trying to please people, you'll inconvenience your life. So please God and please yourself. Because no matter what you do, people will always be divided. If you've ever organized a meeting before, even if it's only three people that are in that meeting, those three people have three different opinions. Nobody will ever have, no, it's difficult to say everybody agree on one thing. That's why people that manufacture cars, they make different colors. Everybody might not like black. Everybody not like yellow. Everybody not like white. Human beings, they're too complex. Too complex. That's why I say, girl, don't change your color. Don't overpaint yourself. Because that same thing you are worried about, that I'm too black. Somebody's black wife is looking for. He said, I'm too fat. Somebody's a fat wife he's looking for. He said, he doesn't like all this girl that are too thin. I like to hold the girl. I know I'm holding something. He wants it. It's true. I've heard guys say this. So you're starving yourself. You want to be thin like chewing stick. No, of course, if you need to lose weight for your health's sake, you know, you're not going to be obese or overweight. That's fine. But some people are trying and it's too hard. And the motive is wrong. Why they want to lose weight. I get what I'm saying. Some people have big eyes. Say, my eyes are too big. No. Somebody's that big eye somebody's looking for. And we have a saying here. People that matter don't mind. And people that mind don't matter. Some people, they do weddings. You know, in Africa, I'll close with this one. We punish ourselves when we do weddings here. We are too jobless. It's only in Africa we do three weddings. We do traditional. We do court. We do church. Any one of those three are valid, though. But in Africa, since we are very jobless, we're not manufacturing anything. We're not doing anything. We do the three. And we invite people, and people must come. If they don't come, you'll be angry. And we waste money. And why are you wasting this money? You want people to trip for your wedding. Let me tell you right now. No matter how much you spend for your wedding, somebody will say he did not eat. I'm telling you. I've seen weddings that they had three caterers, three different caterers, and some people did not eat. No matter what you spend, no matter what you do, some people will, if you don't even do a reception at all, there are a group of people that will like you. Some will hate you. If you do big reception, mommy, if you do reception and you don't do it lavishly, some people come and say, why you can't do reception? If you don't say no, get money. What this manage is too much. Why did you not bother to do reception? If you're not so okay, you will lavish the money. Some of the guys say, man, money miserable. See, how many, only one table, coke day, juice day, wine day, only one table. Just a waste money. I don't know what to do with money. Human being. You can't please them. Oh. You can't please people. Oh. I remember the story that somebody shared. He said he saw a man and his son walking with their donkey. They were farmers. They were going on a long distance journey. People were passing and say, when I get donkey, tough na the trek, this long journey. The man says it's true. So he climbed the donkey and the son was walking behind him. Somebody again came and said, this man, you are wicked. This is your young son, you are leaving him to be walking. You are riding donkey. He says it's true. He came down, put his son. And that person came and said, this man, you don't have sense. This young boy is not the one that should be walking. And you, old man, you're not the owner of the donkey. So he came down, two of them came down. And that person said, so two of you are trekking, donkey is free. So two of them climb on the donkey. Another person came and said, two of you, one donkey. When I want to kill the donkey, Ika. So they both came down and carried the donkey on their head. And then I'm now more mad. You can't please people, though. You can't please people, though. You can't please people. If you dress fine, they will complain. If you dress dirty, they say, this girl, you need to take care of herself. If you over makeup, they say, this girl, her makeup is too much. If you don't eat, they say, why are you for me? Don't eat. If you eat, you're eating too much. They did it to Jesus. Say he's a friend of sinners. Say, why in the Bible? He's going about eating everywhere. Why is he not like John the Baptist? The same John the Baptist, they complain about John the Baptist. That John the Baptist doesn't come to town. He just stays in the wilderness shouting, eating locust and wild honey. Is that ministry? Is that how you do pastoring now in 2000? Then the guy come down, begin baffling. Say, all these pastors, they are too flashy. They are too flashy. How can pastor be driving a car when there are poor people there? Bill Gates has been giving millions to poor people. Poor people still there. If you kill yourself, poor people go still there. So help poor people, but also help yourself. If you kill yourself, pour your blood for poor people, they're not going to finish. And somebody will still complain. See, can you imagine? This guy just killing himself because he want to help poor people. So who will come help us now where he don't die? Human being. I believe you have been set free tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.